Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about the end of the interview scorecard as we know it, and what AI evaluation agents are building to replace it. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Okay, here's a number that stopped me cold. The average hiring team now conducts 20 interviews per hire. That's 42% more than just a few years ago. And after each one, someone is supposed to sit down and fill out a scorecard. Objectively rate the candidate on communication, technical skill, culture fit, whatever the rubric says. The problem? Half the time that scorecard gets filled out the next morning, when the details have already blurred. When you're confusing what candidate A said with what candidate B said. This isn't a process problem, it's a memory problem. And across an organization running thousands of hires, that inconsistency compounds fast. So what's the fix? It turns out it's not a better spreadsheet. AI evaluation agents, systems that sit inside or alongside the interview process, don't ask humans to remember. They generate what you might call an evidence packet. Instead of a vague 1-5 rating for communication skills, you get a competency score tied to an actual quote from the candidate transcript. Here's what they said. Here's where it maps to your role requirements. Hiring managers read evidence, not someone's fuzzy impression from 48 hours ago. The results from companies that have deployed this are hard to argue with. Unilever replaced their first-round human interviews entirely with AI-assessed screening. They saved over 50,000 hours of interview time, cut more than £1 million in annual costs, reduced time to hire by 90%, and actually increased the diversity of their hires by 16%. The reason it worked? The AI applied the same rubric to every single candidate. No varying standards, no forgetting. Same criteria every time. And this isn't just an enterprise story. Workleap, a mid-market company, took their screening cycle from 5 days down to a 60-second triage decision per application. LinkedIn's hiring assistant pushed recruiter productivity up 60 to 70%. The recruiters didn't disappear, they just stopped spending their time on the mechanical part and started spending it on the human part. Relationship building, final round decisions, the stuff that actually requires judgment. The newest tools take this even further. AI-native platforms now conduct first-round screening conversations themselves. The scorecard isn't something you fill out afterward, it's the natural output of the conversation. OVI's Milo agent works this way. It runs audio-based screening chats and hands hiring managers a structured, rubric-scored report with transcript citations and evidence. You're not reading a summary of what Milo thought about the candidate, you're reading what the candidate actually said, scored against your criteria. Plans start at $99 a month, which means mid-market teams that couldn't justify enterprise-grade evaluation tooling before can now. And to be clear, none of this replaces human judgment at the decision point. AI evaluates the evidence. Humans make the call. But when a hiring manager can see exactly what a candidate said, mapped against specific role requirements, that decision is documented, defensible. If it's ever challenged, whether internally or by regulators, you can show the reasoning with evidence. Here's the takeaway. The question for HR leaders isn't whether AI will replace the scorecard anymore. That's already happening. The question is whether your hiring decisions will be built on structured evidence or on what someone remembers from yesterday's interview. Check out the full article at AI HR Daily for the deep dive. Links are in the show notes.